Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And I'm quite certain we're going to have all of that covered here today. Here again, Carrie O'Connor, she's here, she's on the line, and we're going to be opening up the lines. This is it. It's go time, people. Now, Carrie O'Connor has been doing intuitive readings for many years. I discovered her firsthand having, being the subject of a reading, and absolutely changed my total opinion on the whole thing. And not that it was different before, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. I've always said, you know, kind of half jokingly said since then, get goggles and a helmet on when you have these readings with Carrie, because they are powerful, and I'm not kidding, and some of you will be finding out today firsthand, whoever gets through on the lines. I'm going to give out the numbers in a minute, but first I want to welcome Carrie onto the show. We can find out kind of how she's doing, because the last show that we had scheduled, that we rescheduled for two today because she wasn't feeling well. So Carrie O'Connor, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Beyond the energy shifting of July, like a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
July's been neat. We need those cosmic seat belts on and attached.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And from what my guides are telling me, we're going to really start feeling a break in August, which is good because it's really, we've been doing the seat belts and goggles in a lot of places in our life from January. So it's a long time to, 6 months is a long time to be in a fast car. So we'll feel a significant change in August.
Well, you know, I have had so many emails from people all around the world who are, you know, they're so immersed in radical change right now and shift.
Yes.
So is that also what you're hearing with your clients?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Nicole. I have so many people that are, I call it like walking in between two worlds where they have their foot, it seems like, in one part of the world and one foot in the other, and they're just trying to not feel it, like the earth is falling out underneath them. So radical change, but think of change as good, and that's where I love seeing the global consciousness that we have had cellular memory that has been in the, think of the templates of the global consciousness, that change can be bad or change means the awful, awfuls, or change is, you know, something negative, where change is part of life. Seasons change, day turns to night. And so we're going back to becoming in more in rhythm with change and really erasing any kind of residual energy that has to do with change is something negative. And so people then feel the freedom and literally in their energy fields feel less of electromagnetic pull that pulls them back into change means fear. So then comes the radical change. And some of it seems like it comes out of the blue, where all of a sudden people are losing jobs, people leaving people, you know, as far as marriages, you know, just some real radical stuff. But if you look back, it's not really radical. It's been the blueprints have been in place the whole time. People are just feeling, again, think of it as a magnetic pull, a less of a magnetic pull to hold herself back. And so it's almost like a spring letting loose, and so that they could jump forward. But that's the part where people are really feeling freaky. I mean, I'm kind of funky, and I said the word freaky. Some people are feeling freaky with this electromagnetic pull being released. It can feel, if we're not steady and really embrace it, it can feel like we're on a roller coaster ride that we forgot that we were in line for. But that's the thing to remember, that we all were in line for this ride, and we all lined up here literally to come down in this earth time during this such magnificent change that is going on. And so here we're doing this in our own personal lives, and also if the world is doing it. So there's a lot of radical change going on.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you doing?
Definitely on the ride.
Do you remember you were on it?
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think knowing I was on it didn't seem to help much recently.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know what I really noticed, too, and I experienced this with myself. I re-experienced back problems that I didn't have for 20 years. And so a lot of people are having reoccurrence. And I was saying this the last show before I experienced my back stuff, of reoccurrence of childhood diseases or disorders. I've had adults with mumps and chicken pox and just stuff that were childhood diseases. And what I saw energetically is that it was a good sign when you weren't experiencing the chicken pox or because you were shooting back pain, and where we're getting down to cellular releasing in our physical body. So we have the spiritual body, the mental, emotional, and the physical body. So where I looked at it as the observer, just looking at grids and within the energy field and the earth, getting down to the physical is really getting down to that nitty-gritty. When I see a water pick, it means symbolically to me, think of getting the plaque out of our teeth. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty residual energy that can go way back, even other past that have to do with anything that's interfering with our contract. And so here we're getting, when I see a new deck of cards, we're literally writing new rules for a new deck of cards of what we're going to do, and really understanding what it means to be a master. We've all heard it from ascended masters, but what does it mean to be a master? And then part of us saying, oh, I don't want to be in the master seat. I'd rather, because for thousands of years we've been in that patriarchal, matriarchal place where it's the horizontal or the vertical thing. Oh, my father, oh, father, you know, the posture of prayer. We're really starting to understand what it means to put our hands out, shake the hand of spirit, and being a partnership with that. And that even started affecting energy grids, where the vertical lines and the horizontal lines started being equal. And so that means the balance of giving and receiving. That means the balance of really what it means to be in a partnership of co-creation, where a lot of people, especially in the age group of 50 to 80, we're really going back to, I'd really rather be born from 40 years from now, that they don't want it. They want things to be settled, because it could have felt really disturbing to them, that they'd rather pray extra hard and be born when things are all settled down. But I really believe in my bones, and from what the council told me, that every single one of us on this earth right now has come down here because we weren't going to miss the potential, and it's not even a potential anymore, of what is happening to the earth. We are absolutely changing and anchoring in peace on earth. The whole rest of our lives are welcome to the wonderful mystical magical rides. But think of it, Nicole, of how much we are warriors to be the ones. Yes, I've had days myself where I'm saying, I wish I was born right now. I mean, to have the electromagnetic grids of the crystal kids, are they don't have the magnetic poles that hold them back. So of course they're more in direct line with their higher self or the higher consciousness, because their energy fields are different. But think of how, what masters we are to want to be here in the very front four lines of it. And I like to remind people that that's a warrior. That's a spiritual warrior that wants to come here during this time when we're out in this whole new, I kept on hearing my guides saying, welcome to the new frontier. It sounded like a Star Wars thing, and I even saw like Star Wars stuff. And I said, oh my God, another one? Because I kept on seeing that. I was like, how many more frontiers? But that's what we're entering into. But with it, there always has to be checks and balances. We learn it in eighth grade government classes, and there's always a checks and balance, giving and receiving. And as we're doing this work, there's always a balancing out. And so what we're doing, and especially the last 3 weeks to a month and a half in particular, is think of it symbolically. I was seeing we were releasing that what we know as what comes around goes around, karmic stuff. And so we all know what comes around goes around in a negative connotation, but then we're being invited to really integrate what comes around goes around in a positive way. And that includes what our ancestors done, when our family members and our ancestry have done good stuff for another person, that they're really being encouraged to open up our arms and receive the checks and balances. It comes around, goes around in receiving in a positive note. And again, for so many centuries, we've known that in a negative sense. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, so interesting. That's been something that's been coming up in the last couple of weeks for me, too. So it felt like a lot of karmic clearing issues coming up
yes.
for people. And that's not something I've ever really gotten into before or bought into before, but I certainly have been lately. And, you know, one of the things that I think we can really help people with is that, as you say, when these things are coming up, childhood diseases or things that you haven't dealt with for a long time, suddenly, poof, there it is. What the
right.
hell is that? It doesn't feel like, oh, we're blissfully clearing out our way to, you know,
right.
higher. You know, it feels like crap, you know. And so, you know, is there something that we can do?
What I tell people, Nicole, is stop, drop, and roll, is that the first place we could go, especially when we're in physical pain, is we contract, and we literally contract. Our muscles contract. We have a defensive posture because we're in pain, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so the faster we can, like, untrain ourselves to get out of that retracted state and not be reactive, be expansion and expand our energy versus, and literally, like, when I said to my back, stop and expand, stop and expand, but I didn't think of it until I was 5 hours into total spasm and all in the ER. And so, but as soon as I did that and I just told my body, went down into my lower back and just saw myself expand, it reversed it, and it really was. Normally, when I've ever experienced stuff like that before, I'm 3-4 weeks out on a bed, and it was a day and a half, but it was a horrific day, but it really turned it around. So stop, drop, and enroll, and also not judging ourselves, because our mental mind gets in the way and says, well, who do you think you are, fans? Or look what's going on with you. All the good that you do, why are you experiencing that? This. And so people could be so hard on themselves, and I see myself doing, why should I be experiencing this and all that, you know? And then it goes back into, you know what, stop asking why and just really go into, what can I do now? The power is always in the present, and so sometimes the mental mind gets in our way to kind of screw around with us. And so the stop, drop, and roll, really, just like as if it was a fire, it grounds us, and I will sometimes literally pull my hands out and just like and stamp my foot down, and when I'm doing that, I am calling my body all in alignment. And also, one of the gifts from spirit is what they're talking about. It's interesting because education has been talking about whole teaching, holistic teaching, and all the whole teaching is better for the children instead of auditory or tactile. And so what the guides were starting to talk about was the holy brain, and whole as in holy as in the Holy Bible, and whole as in HWOLE. And I'm having a free class on this, and I really encourage people to look at it because I'm doing it with a psychiatrist, and he's going to explain the parts as far as what I was seeing as far as the brain. But what I was watching, especially again the last month and a half, is that think of, again, we have the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, and the physical level, is I was seeing the levels of the brain becoming whole. And so the bridge of the hemispheres of the brain they're having shorter synapses. So we are literally evolving. I see our tailbone going down in the brain, not having the two hemispheres. So what does that mean? That means that we have more access to our soul's code, our access to our records, our Akashic records. Shorter synapses means faster time to tap into it, and we are going to holy brain into going into the pineal gland, getting be able to download the mystery school teachings. And so what is that? All of a sudden we have a backache and we take mushroom root or something that is helpful to us because we do have all the knowledge. And even if we didn't remember going to the schools, all of a sudden something comes into our head and we have this profound healing. So as we're turning and evolving into these homoluminous walking angels, it is literally happening on the physical body. And that's the last leg of it when you think of it. As soon as we clear out the physical body, then it goes back to the emotional, mental, spiritual. And there's always again, checks and balancing energy always going back and forth. But when we're literally at the physical part, and this is where we're really feeling it, but this is where, again, it's where you take all the teaching that we've known and really get into a posture of, it doesn't have to be long, Nicole, even 10 minutes a day of just getting into a space and just really tuning yourself in, and everything is energy, everything is frequency, and attuning yourself, and especially when I do stop, drop, and roll, when I expand my energy, I also bombard myself with things that from the past or even the future as far as co-creation, as far as happy thoughts, and it literally breaks the cycle. I mean, they've shown that with different science instruments that it breaks the balls instead of our head going back into our database of our brain and our subconscious and going into all those times where we've had wounds. What we're doing is literally wiping our hard drive free of those wounds, and so we don't have access to them even subconsciously. And then what do? We need to fill in the database. So anything we can fill in that's positive, that's experiencing, that's unbelievable, expect miracles, be miracles, all that stuff. It's not just fluff words as far as cheerleaders on the sidelines. It is truly what masters have done. Masters are coming in and helping us with this. People have seen orbs left and right. People are, they're sending me this unbelievable stuff as far as confirmation of how much we are getting help. And so it's a part of asking, stop, drop, and roll, get into routine. I am such a post-it person where would I always make it a major change because we are creating new habits here, and habits create a couple weeks to create one. So we could have all good intentions, but if our habits, our subconscious habits, are stronger than our positive affirmations, all of a sudden, flush, down the toilet, and all of a sudden we're like saying, what the heck's going on here? And so getting into having post-its all around the room, do you have, where you brush your teeth, just think of cleansing your energy field is like it not doing it, is like not taking a shower. If you start thinking like that way, it really starts, it's just an integral part of our new living, and this is so exciting because as soon as we're laying down these roadways and be around like-minded people, seek out, find people that are of the like-minded. It's not being hierarchical and better than anybody else. It's just so important to be. We're inclusive. Everyone's here for this, to do this together. And, you know, only of a percentage, only 10% of the world is going for this conscious move, and 90% isn't. But don't look at those odds saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's just that it only takes the 10% because it's such a high-frequency energy to shift the world. So the 100th monkey, it doesn't take it. It doesn't matter the numbers, but this is when it is so important to, even if we don't feel like it, sometimes I just am so sensitive, I want to go in my closet and not be around anybody, and I'm making myself go out and connect because that connection is so important. The skin connection, we all could be in our heads, but the skin is the biggest organ, and it also goes in it. They show that the nucleus is not the brain of the cell anymore, it's the memory in the skin. So science is helping us prove all of this. We're being asked to welcome this change and also know that there is a break. And as when we're experiencing that side of the pendulum where it feels like it's going on that side of the swing of the pendulum, there always has to be a balancing out because that's the way the universe is, checks and balances. Everything swings, there has to be an opposite side.
Wow. You know, your vibrational level is just buzzing through the roof. Are you like this all the time?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I, holy smokes. Well, I think goggles and a helmet, people, if you get through, that's my recommendation. Let's start with taking some calls. I'm going to give out the numbers here. Toll-free in the U.S., to call right now, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-815-9756. I think that's different than the number that we sent out. So if you're listening and you got a pen, 888-815-9756. And then direct line is area code 530-876-3222. And I believe we've already got someone on the line. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie from Northern Indiana, Elkhart. And I totally agree with everything that Carrie has been saying. I think it's such an exciting time. I am 61 years old, but I have been working with James Ray since 2001 in his Journey of Power. I've recently taken the Reiki class and have been beginning to practice Reiki, and that's interesting because the Reiki class was the first weekend in June, and so things have really sort of ramped up since then. I've been working with a couple of people, but anyway, I'm glad to be here now.
Did you have a question specific or anything for Carrie?
Actually, no, not anything specific, because I saw the notice on my email and saw the information on her and thought, wow, this would be cool to call in and listen. I happen to be the first one on the line.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Jeannie in Indiana, anything coming through for her, Carrie?
Sure, Jeannie. I love it because you're part of a generational pattern changer, because I see your grandfather coming on paternal side. He also wants to recognize James and also Mitchell. And also he's calling out to Mitch and Mitchell, and that could also be a live person, also somebody coming in the next 6 months. Also, I'm seeing you doing such clear heart. I love when I see the thymus. The thymus is the high heart. That's where we are evolving to as far as the high heart love. And you absolutely are stepping into, you're a very old soul, and I see that there's ancient souls and old souls, and you're part of an ancient group. So think of it as the first group of people that came down here to set the ley lines and to understand that we came down here to forget who we are, to wake up who we are. So you're the ancient ones are the ones that are saying, yippee, yay, hooray, and it doesn't matter how old we are, because it's a real part of, God, this is what I came down here for. So, yeah, I'm just seeing, especially on the paternal side of the family and dad's side, that there's a real part. When I see them bow their head in honor, it's like they're respecting you, because I'm seeing that 4.5 to 5.5 years old was a significant turning point for you, that you decided to break generational patterns and that you put a protective barrier up from the first three chakras to not repeat patterns, and especially when it comes to opportunities and missed opportunities, because I'm seeing great-grandfather or great-great came over from a different country, or there was a big move there, and so, yeah, it can be within states, but I see energetically it takes three generations to anchor down. And so what does that mean? That your first generation, and there tends to be a tendency when I read thousands of people around the world of not trusting, kind of keeping your heart cards close to the chest. And so you decided at a very young age that doesn't resonate with you. So you took the pearls of wisdom and you left out the pain. And so you're being, when I see a stage in front of somebody and that stage is getting bigger and bigger, you're going to be called out, and you get called out more and more too. And just think of your age group at 61 years old. We're going to be living well into our hundreds, and especially you have longevity on your side, because I'm seeing a great Aunt Ruth coming in, something about goodies and good and plenties, or something with good and plenties and the white ones and the pink ones. Think about it, because she's laughing. And also, should that they're sitting there, and again, having you have the seat of honor because you're a young elder, and elders in the indigenous tribes is such a place of honor. And so I congratulate and say thank you to you, because you act like a tuning fork, and you attune, and you're just at the very beginning. I've seen you 7 years from now, and just saying, oh my gosh, I really have done so much. I can't even believe how much more I've done. I'm also seeing that you're writing a book or some, writing some kind of manual, and it's like a you can do it too, and like never say never kind of deal. And so I congratulate you. That's a wonderful thing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling in, Jeannie.
Thank you.
All the best.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy James Ray. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's not bad on the eyes either, is he?
Uh-huh.
No, not at all.
Alrighty then. So thank you, Jeannie. And that opens up.
I love it because going to the ancient ones, Nicole, the ancient people, they're just saying Yahoo. They're just really a group of people that are just saying, I love this energy, and they feel like they've been literally reborn. It's like why they came down here for, and it's great. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, definitely, you know, I mean, there's a lot of challenges and a lot of change going on, but it's definitely, it truly is an exciting time. I mean, why come at a boring time, eh? Like, oh, yes, let's watch grass grow again. I mean, that's okay to have some fun. So it is definitely fun. I like what you said about connecting physically, you know, getting out there and networking and connecting with like-minded people. It changes everything. And I mean,
so many
of us like to isolate and cut off from that. And,
you know why, Nicole? Because we spent so many lifetimes in isolation, in with the monks and monasteries, and many, many lifetimes of service. And so there are natural tendency, I know it's mine and yours, especially because we can do overload, you know, with people and stuff and that, and to regroup with our kids. I know you and I do the same thing. And but then there's that real part of the connecting and going out in an inclusive. It's what we're doing is commuting, making one world, one heart. The world is becoming a smaller and smaller place with the internet, and you're really stepping out too. You're preparing to really go out there in a much broader way, and it's a lot of work. But all the nooks and crannies are going to be definitely worked out, especially by February. But that human-to-human contact, I keep on seeing the skin, and the guys were talking about the skin, the skin, the skin. They're talking about Epsom salt in the showers, and they've been saying this for 2 years, but then they're talking about the human-to-human contact of just being around people is so important because, again, we can tend to isolate, especially because sensitive people, clear empaths, they could be on overload. Sometimes they can't go to malls or anything because they could feel. I can hear when a plant needs water. I hear it's crying, and so sometimes it's just like so hard sometimes to go out, but if you just kind of tune in your put the mufflers on, send the energy out, it's just a time to just look at another human being and see them getting a light bulb in their face of getting it, and it's the most beautiful thing that could, it's touching another soul and a heart is just so, it's the most, it's, you can't even put words to it.
Wow, that's so interesting that you say that too, because I just spent 5 days at an event working with some really amazing people who work on a very deep level, you know, and all with the intention of taking News for the Soul and serving in a much bigger, broader way. Because the time is here for that to happen.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yep. Exactly.
All righty then. Do we have another caller on the line? I wasn't sure if I heard the beep. I'm going to give out the numbers one more time here. Boy, this will be setting a personal record if I actually do this twice on a show. Toll-free, 877. This is in the U.S. If you're calling from the U.S., toll-free number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And direct line, if all of those are confusing, 530-876-3222. And so that's very interesting that that shift. So you actually saw that happening.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And January and February. In February, I'm seeing, like, I see wires, like cable wires. Are you what's your thing with TV? What are you doing?
Life-changing TV. Well, we started it, and we're kind of waiting for the universe to tell us where to put it.
This is something different. It's interesting. Be mindful of September, mid-September, of some. I see big cable wires, but that's also representative of big money as far as the bigger the wires, and it's something from different from life-changing TV. or like it ends up being a sister thing, and especially I'm seeing things happen very fast. So think of a blueprint, getting all the blueprints there, now everyone's starting to color in the lines, and I'm just seeing people coming in from the woodworks. I mean a lot of people, like 15, 20 people at least, minimum, as far as the internal group, and then it goes out to a lot more people, but yeah. And including the people feeling, and this is what I've been feeling myself, the emergence and urgence. And at first, urgence is not as a freak out thing. Emergence, we're emerging. And again, seeing what we all can bring, because we all have what I like to see the universe as, or see it as a, compare it to a masterpiece puzzle. And every single person's piece is important, and that some people, the more we shine and show our piece of the color, the more it wakes up the other person to start filling in their colors. And so everyone has something to bring to the puzzle. Everyone's being asked to, we're all part of the puzzle anyway, so we're asking to color in those lines. And it's a real inclusive connection where people are waking up as far as that electromagnetic pull, and they're looking for stuff like your radio show and your archives and the TV, because you have that calming energy, Nicole, and it's like what all the work that you've, you know when spirit, you think it's going to be one way, then all of a sudden you kind of have it, but it takes a left, and then you're saying, oh my God, it's been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm seeing going in September, and so you have all the outlines on it, the blueprint, but there's like a major left turn, but it's grander than we could ever expect it. You know, I was going to be a housewife that's raised two kids, you know, and I just had to trust with spirit, and I really had to, you know, being a housewife with two kids was the thing that I was to do until my kids were a certain age, and then I was to do something else, but it was a left-hand turn. And it
was, you know, it's funny, I've been feeling that, like there was some kind of something really different coming. And yeah, that's so interesting. And that's, again, the sort of pattern that's been going on with a lot of people. You know, it's been a long haul. I mean, I've been, you know, plugging away at this for over a decade, trying to, you know, bring my piece here by finding all people like you that are bringing your pieces and connecting them, you know. So
Right.
Nice to know that that's
You know, it's funny. I just saw, I always joked with people that I was going to start an energy dating service. And people always yell at me to, not yell, they get all excited because, and I don't know why I just saw that over your head. You and I are doing some kind of energy dating service, but read the people's energy and then have the energy networking thing.
Wow. Well, maybe we can get you involved in my other website, enlightendating.com.
Oh, you are doing that?
Maybe that's why you saw that.
I think I should go look to see what you're doing in that.
Yeah. Well, we need to breathe some life in over there, too. And but it was it's a no-brainer concept for people to obviously want to connect with like minds,
who are more
on a conscious path. And
but what I found was fascinating was then take it deeper and read their energy patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do like attracts like, but those end up being very good platonic friends. But then when you add the different colors of the rainbow, where somebody with the blues and purples, like you'd be very good with a yellow, red person, like James Ray. He's yellow red, and so green, yellows, and the other colors of the rainbow. So they then it's a complete match. We tend to get drawn toward the same colors, but then we always usually meet on the same colors.
I'll have to let James know about
that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he's very yellow.
I'm yellow, James.
Carrie. Yep. Carrie,
have we got someone on the line yet?
Yeah, this is Jeannie again. I'm still listening. I did think of a question. What is the 12-12 Trinity Love activation modality?
Well, here's what we'll do, Jeannie. I'll get Carrie to answer the question, but that's probably why the other callers aren't getting through, because you're actually still on the show.
Oh, and I'm supposed to hang
up? So you are going to have to hang up for the answer.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Well, we've
had
a lovely chit-chat anyway, so
that's
all
right.
All
right. That's right.
But you can go to newsforthesoul.com later and hear it if you can't hear, you know, through the website or whatever.
Yes.
Check it out there, newsforthesoul.com, all free, all the time. So what is the 1212 Trinity?
The 1212 Trinity Love Activation, I changed the name to, and I got to get that on that website. We're in the major of an overhaul. It's the Body Temple class. So the 1212, it's a healing modality that attunes you to the higher heart energy. It's different from Reiki, different from EMS balancing. It comes in with Metatron's energy. I've been attuned to this my whole life. I didn't know it was going to be a modality that I was supposed to take out to it, but it's the body template, the 12-12 class in particular, attunes us, because a lot of people think it goes to the physical body and the 2 feet around us, and then the master class goes from the 2 feet around us to the 4 feet, and the relationship class goes to 4 feet to 7 feet around us to even 12 feet. And a lot of people wonder, why doesn't the secret work with me? Why doesn't what's going on with manifestation, that I could have all these greatest ideas and I'm not able to give birth to them? So the 12-12 Trinity Love Activation helps you break through those subconscious patterns that that can be so deep and so subconscious that we don't get how much they rule our life, especially like even thinking how our parents held money, what the relationship was, what the global consciousness was. If we were born at a time where money was evil in relationships, or you stand by your man, all that stuff, it has such a profound effect with it. So the 12-12, the body temple class, breaks and it sets a blueprint, so you're able to clear off, wipe off even karmic patterns, so you're able to fine-tune and attune to your soul's code more. It's actually quite profound, and I'm very excited about bringing out this work out to the world. Actually, we're going out to Washington in the beginning of August. I'm very excited about that.
I should give out your website for more info on that, and CarrieO'Connor.com or Outside In... No, I always get that one backwards. Is it Inside Out or Outside In?
InsideOutOutsideIn.com.
InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Yep.
I should know which direction it goes. I do that every time. Also, for more background on Carrie's info on how this all developed with her, you can go to newsforthesoul.com and listen there anytime. And I think we've got another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Who's calling and where are you from?
Actually, believe it or not, Nicole, it's Ben again from Ontario, and I have no idea how I got on again.
Wow. That's impressive, Ben.
I honestly try and time it where right when the call hangs up, I just push talk, and my phone kind of, I don't know, seems to work pretty well.
Okay. Ben, do you have a question?
I didn't really have any direct questions, I guess, because I was kind of listening to the way Carrie, she's kind of like me, where he just keeps going and just pull stuff out of nowhere, and I thought that was, hey, cool. So I didn't know if there's anything that she would be able to tell me as opposed to me asking questions.
Well, let's find
out. Sure.
I thought it'd be interesting.
Ben, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Ben. All right, because what I'm looking in, first of all, pay attention to, because I'm seeing, actually, when I see it, you have mediumship skills. Do you read yourself? Do you do readings?
I'm sorry?
Do you do readings? Because when I look at somebody's energy field and I see a whole bunch of white balls around them, that means that you have mediumship skills yourself, you have some mediumship abilities, and especially when I see a whole bunch of balls all at once, that means that you have a lot of mediumship abilities. You're not aware of it. It's just so part of who you are, you don't think of anything else. Just like I always thought, people saw dead people and it brings around the stars. And so what I'm seeing is that it's interesting because your paternal grandfather and maternal grandmother, actually his great-grandmother, comes in first, and they come up, it's like, to me it looks like symbolically speaking on the phone, and they're encouraging, especially the great-grandmother is giving you 333, so pay attention to that. They also want to recognize March as in birthday, anniversary, and or when somebody crosses over, but especially going back to this March as 207 as a time when I see surgical instruments, that means fine-tuning, and especially go back to the last 3 years, and you'll be bombarded with 333s and master numbers, 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, because I'm seeing your whole core of your energy field turning crystalline. They talk about the crystal kids, the indigo people are turning crystal, and so you're in the process of doing that. So you're clearing out the whole family lineage, going back into, you could even be hearing high pitches in your ears as far as, have you been hearing high pitches in your ears, especially your right ear, because they keep on pointing to that? And if you
actually, yeah.
Alarms. Yeah, because that's the high-frequency energy. Also, I'm seeing you're going into tapping into, I call it tube traveling, getting used to doing the multi-dimensional travel. So it could be where you're driving and you don't know, like I've been doing this a lot since January, of did I tell that person's that? Or it was like mixing up dreams and daytime and daydreams and that kind of stuff. We're traveling and really understanding and integrating in our physical body what it's like to be a multidimensional person, two places at once, tapping in. And also pay attention to feeling like I've already been here before and or thinking about a place. Let's say you think about Florida, then all of a sudden you're smelling the beach and feeling, and all of a sudden you get hot, and even you could look in the mirror and all of a sudden get like almost looks like a sunburn. All of that is, you have huge capability of doing that whole multidimensional travel thing, which what you do with it, you could have a blast with it. You could go, I go to Aboriginal tribes, I go to Sikh, I go to London, I do all that stuff. So I would absolutely encourage you, especially since March of this year, especially the great grandmother keeps on saying March, March, March. And so when I see white sneakers and somebody saying March as in March, March, like in a parade, it's that they're encouraging you to fine-tune what you're doing and also go back to what I'm seeing in your heart. I'm going back to ancient books. And so you're, like, think of your whole brain downloading the mystery school stuff. And so it's, I would be absolutely encouraging you to writing stuff out. Nothing's too far. And especially, have you been experiencing, because I keep on seeing my face of your face, of, like, time warp or time, like you're driving, you don't know how you got there because all of a sudden, like, time collapsing then, that kind of deal. Hmm. All of a sudden, I would be going to a chiropractor's office that's definitely supposed to take me 20 minutes, always has, and now it's taking me 5 minutes, all of those kind of things. And if you're not experiencing it yet, again, with the high pitches in your ears, you're going to be. And also, there's a calming energy around you, and especially when your energy is feeling, turning that crystal energy, you're attuning yourself, you're attuning everybody that you're around, and including just walking through the store, you don't have to say a word to somebody, you're attuning their energy, and it's also going to electromagnetically pull the people towards you. But I also see the great-grandmother handing you small scissors. It's like cutting out those people. I call it ABC seating. So those people that kind of pull you down or not really, I don't want to say the word jealous, but just like placing some people in my family I had to put in the MZ seats, my mother and stuff, because it was just where she needed to be right now. So it's just like what Nicole and I are talking about as far as being around, and it's not being inclusive, I'm better than anybody else. It's all about really stepping into your power in a way that you've never had before. And also they keep on saying 27, 27, I don't know the significance of the 27th or 27 years old, but I keep on hearing them saying 27, 27. So fire away, and I'm seeing fireworks all behind you, so that's a really good thing. Keep on writing is what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing the handing in the manuscript. What do you do with
that? Oh, that just totally helmet blew off there, metaphorically. Wow. Actually, strange enough, I'm 18 years old, and in the past 5 years, I feel like I am a walking dictionary of everything. Like, I mean,
yeah.
And I've also been, I've just within the past week, I've been working on writing a book, and another book about nature, and wow.
Good. By the time you're 27, you're already going to be like published, teaching out. I see James Ray. Just think of the crystal energy we're talking about. So I'm sure you've been told you were indigo before and all the indigo stuff, but now the indigo energy is turning crystal. That's part of our evolutionary process. And so, and during that, you're really like clearing stuff out. And so I see that when I'm looking at the heart energy, and I see an old manuscript that means to me old ancient stuff that's in your heart that's being brought out. And again, by the time you're 18 years old, going on 88, and so by the time you're 27, it's already like you've done two lifetimes in one lifetime.
Yeah,
also, the great grandmother keeps on talking about the scissors of just kind of placing people that, have you noticed some people been your biggest cheerleaders and other kind of like a jealous energy or just kind of like repelling energy? And if you haven't, just, and it's not like to be on guard, like a negative thing, it's just like everyone's energy is flux. And so sometimes people, a couple of my friends, have just had to kind of, again, put them in the MC. So they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing, and everything's fun because in the big picture, we're all one anyway. So it's just, I keep on seeing her talking about that because you are so sensitive. And when before I'd always have to help these people or feel like I was had to help them, and I realized I'm not helping them by engaging in that energy right now. I go to the place where we're all fine and dandy, and so it allows me to expand my energy. And then I'm saying the same thing to you because I'm seeing my face over your face. So that's the picture says 1,000 words. That's wonderful.
Wow. Well, Nicole, that was
basically, so right away. Just keep on doing your writing. I'll keep on seeing manuscript and also magnetically pulling in the people, so you can, when people say, how'd you do that, you say, this is how you do it, because the energy of co-creating, the laws are very simple. It's just the applying them and doing it deliberate co-creation is that's where some we can sometimes kind of get messed up. But this is where there's a part where you're immune to it, is what the great grandma's saying.
Huh.
Very good.
Wow. Okay.
Good for you.
That was something else. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
And you guys have a good night wherever. I'm 9 and 10 o'clock here, but wherever you guys are, have a good night and thanks a lot. I don't want to take up
you
time
did.
For other
Thank
people.
You.
So.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That's so cute. He blew his helmet off. I'm telling you, it's just kind of you open your mouth and woo, here it all comes. Okay, so we have an open line again, and wow, that was really neat. So it's so affirming for people. I think. I mean, I know that when I hear you saying something that has been going on silently in my mind, and
right.
I've told no one publicly, you know, it's so
right.
affirming to go
right.
ah, it's like you know. Kind of the other side or the higher self showing up, spirit,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it, and going,
right.
perfect, you're on the right track, just keep going,
exactly.
you know, because we get so darn tired down here sometimes.
exactly.
Quite a hole. So that was pretty cool. Okay, I think we've got another caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Shirley from San Diego.
Hi, Shirley from San Diego. Do you have a question for Carrie?
No, I'm fascinated by your show. And I just wanted to see what you saw in me.
Okay.
It's Shirley. Shirley, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nicole, is it Shirley's name?
Yep, from San Diego.
Okay. All right. Shirley, when I'm looking at your energy, I see a whole bunch of green around your feet, and it's going up your legs and your whole cover. And when I see a green tornado, it shows me a healing process, and you're in a healing process more of a emotional way because it goes in and around the heart. And so, and actually going back to the last 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 months, so think about what was going on in emotional stuff in the last 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 months, 4 to 5 weeks, and also going out the next 4 to 5 days, weeks, months. And also, you attract a lot of animals and elementals and fairy energy, and so I would absolutely have plants around my bed. I would welcome in the elemental energy, and also elementals like to, fairies like to, they're like pixie energy. They love to play with us and to lighten us up. They like to see sparkles. And also, do you see sparkles out of the corner of the earth?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, pay attention to seeing more, especially in the end of June and into August, because when you're stepping into August the next 4 months, there's like a when I look at frog's eyes, and then I see frog medicine, and frog medicine is, think of that our lineage can give us, they also want to talk about a live Matthew in your past and or that of a brother, and not that he's in going to die or anything like that. There's some sort of Matthew or Matthews that they want to recognize, and it's
That's
a brother connection, but also there's some sort of connection with him, and he has lost in the past, and I want to be clear with this. My cousin died at 16 years old, and they're showing my cousin Jimmy, and so just keep the name Jimmy in your head, and don't be surprised if you run into an old classmate and or that of connected somebody like a brother and found out that he lost a cousin. And again, it doesn't mean that you're going to go to any funeral. It's just that their grandfather's letting you know how much that they keep an eye on you, and that there's the big circle is a small world. Going back into that pixie kind of energy, and especially the green healing, again, tornado means healing, deep healing cellular, especially if that emotional body, you feel really free. And almost going back to the frogs, they send us different medicine, and frog medicine is all about transformation. And when I'm looking at the frog's eyes, I'm seeing a lens going up, and so you could be doing some funky stuff with your eyes, like seeing sparkles out of the corner of your eyes and or rubbing them a lot or some stuff with the eyes, but just think about that's a positive thing. So it's a lens that is literally, a lot of people are going through this, and it's helping us adjust to our multidimensional sight to see where part of our evolutionary process is being able to see the other side. The veil is getting thinner, so we're going to be seeing a lot of different stuff. Seeing something out of the corner of your eye, and you turn around and thought you saw something, nobody's, nothing's there. Also, go try to get out at night a lot and look at the stars. And I'm not looking at stars right now. I'm noticing more and more of seeing seeing the rings around the stars and the activity out in the sky. And so get out there as much as you can, because the sky is a perfect backdrop for our eyes, because it is darker out. And so there is all about the eyes is what the grandfather's saying. And also he's pointing to Walter Matthau, and he's referring to, like, grumpy old man. And that's part of he's kind of joking with us. And so going back to, and I'm getting choked up as far as my throat. Excuse me, in my sinus. Do you have the energy maintenance that you do every day? As far as, like, putting yourself a bubble around a bubble. All right. I have an email in my office, and this is to anybody, because I have energy exercises. I can't emphasize enough as far as people. It's just like what I was talking before about taking a shower. So we all know how to take a shower, brush our teeth, especially sensitive people. It's really important for everybody, never mind sensitive people, but everybody to do something. It doesn't mean you're in harm or anything like that. It's more about you feeling you're spreading. You're going through a huge transformational period. And again, part of your sight, and this is intuitive sight, is opening up and seeing the world clearer. And that's also picking up on people differently. And so that's a wonderful thing. And again, they keep on hearing pixie. And some people's energy just, again, draws in more elemental energy. And they're as real can be, as far as fairies, all of that. And also, if you never saw the movies, the fairy tale, it was true story from the 1920s. It'd be a really good thing for you to watch.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Wow.
Are you still there, Shirley?
Yes, I am. That was pretty exciting.
How was that for you?
Lots of information. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're
welcome. You can always hear it again on online afterwards, newsforthesoul.com.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote down.
Always good to revisit. I think I probably heard my first reading with you, Carrie, over and over, well, a lot of times. But we are just about at the top of the hour, and we've got to draw to a close. So thank you so much for calling, Shirley, and thank you to all of you who were calling and did get through or are trying to get through. Try next time. We'll get Carrie on really soon, I promise. In the meantime, you can find Carrie online at carrieoconnor.com, and you can hear all the other shows we've done. newsforthesoul.com, all free, all the time. And I see that you're coming to Seattle.
Yes, I am, in the beginning of August. I'm really looking forward to it. August 3rd, 4th, 5th, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm only a two-hour drive from Seattle.
Oh, well, well, well.
Well, well.
Maybe we should arrange something. And not maybe. We should definitely do that because I extended my visit. So let's definitely talk.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about enlightened dating as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Isn't it, though? Well, it's been a very interesting show. It's always terribly interesting having you on. And muchly enjoying the adventure. And, gosh, I wonder where we're going to go next. Upward, bigger, better, and bolder.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Carrie. And
thank you, Nicole. Thank you, and expand, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I look forward to the next time. CarrieOconnor.com and newsforthesoul.com to hear all the previous shows and this one later. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Oh, and before I go, big new unveiling on Thursday. We have a new guest. He did a segment with me earlier. Dr. Mo is back, and it's going to be Ask Dr. Mo time. He's basically going to be doing sort of, well, for lack of better terms, the consciousness version of Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil fans, please don't email me. What I'm saying about this is implementing consciousness in your everyday 3D world. He's taking your questions. You can actually email us, Dr. Mo at newsforthesoul.com. Send in your questions. We'll read them on the air on Thursday, and you'll get your answers. So that fun begins Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can email us your questions or go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.